Oh, Sergeant Brunswick, you look a bit tired, dear.
I am, Mrs. Groynes.
Cup of tea, dear.
Cheers, Mrs. G.
You've been slaving away at that Black Cat Casino all night, undercover again, I'll wager, or I'm not riding this rally racing bike up a 1 in 5 hill. I suppose you still haven't told the inspector.
I can't face it, Mrs. G. You know what he's like.
Well, he's gonna guess sooner or later, dear, when you spend all day asleep at your desk with a long curly wig in your pocket and a stack of chips in your hand and only answer the name of Tony. What's it all in aid of, dear? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
I said, what's it all in aid of, dear? That's what I'd like to know.
Oh, well, that's nice of you, Mrs. Groynes, but you wouldn't be interested. And of course, technically speaking, I shouldn't go...
Oh, that's all right, dear. I understand. I'm just a silly old child lady who never hurt a fly, dear.
Oh, Mrs. Groynes.
No, I understand. And let's face it, dear, all this sitting around jawing won't get England historically winning back the Ashes from the Australians after 20 years by a mere 8 wickets, will it?
I suppose not.
It won't get Crick and Watson's momentous discovery of deoxyribonucleic acid driven into the collective memory either, will it, eh? All this standing around jawing, in fact, is a complete waste of time.
Look, if I tell you, you won't go and...
Who am I going to tell, dear? Oh, and don't say anything to anybody. I saved you a dish of pink blancmange, dear.
Oh, Mrs. Groynes, thank you. Look, the reason I'm at the casino... Mm-hmm. This is lovely, Mrs. Groynes. Got a really thick skin and everything, look. Mm.
So, the reason you're at the casino...
Right, yes. Yeah. Oh. The reason I'm at the casino is that... Oh, what shall I do with this?
I'll take that, dear.
Right, the reason I'm at the casino is... I think it's the current whereabouts of a villain called Fat Victor.
Oh, my God.
Oops. Anyway... He's back in Brighton.
My God.
According to my sources, he hit town in a maroon Lagonda last Wednesday. Are you all right, Mrs. Groynes?
Oh, me, dear. I'm as right as rain, dear. Fat who, did you say?
Victor.
In what got sprung from Pentonville a month ago last Tuesday at 6 o'clock in the morning, where he was on remand and disappeared right off the face of the earth before any of his underworld enemies could get to him to rub him out?
That's him.
In what held Brighton's crime world in his evil icy grip for 2 decades before the war, never letting the younger talent get a start, not even on the bench shooting galleries or the seafront photographer scans? Him who's been told in no uncertain terms never to show his face again in Brighton?
Yeah. Do you know him, Mrs. Groynes?
No, dear, I never heard of him. Another cup of tea, dear?
Oh, yes, please. Anyway, I'm sure he's back in Brighton and I'm pretty sure he's being shielded at the Black Cat.
In your opinion, Sergeant Brunswick, this Fat Victor, is he Brighton's mysterious Mr. Big?
Mrs. Groynes, I think he is.
So if you caught
him... We could pin everything on him, everything from the past 30 years.
I think it's time you had some help, dear.
Oh, here's Constable Twitten. Now, not a word about Fat Victor, Mrs. Groynes. Twitten can be very hurtful on the subject of my grasp of criminal structures of command.
Sir?
Plus he's a right little clever dick, of course.
Well, that doesn't help, I agree. Twitten!
Sir, I've just found out that the bank next door...
Goulds?
Yes, sir. I've just found out that Goulds next door is going to be unguarded and extremely vulnerable this Sunday morning between 3 o'clock and 3:30.
Oh.
Who told you this, Twitten?
I was told in the strictest confidence by the manager himself, sir. But I can't help worrying, sir. How do we keep such sensitive information within these four walls until the danger has passed?
Oh, gosh. I see by your obvious fatigue and strange fake sideburns you're still going undercover at the Black Cat Casino.
Any sign of Fat Victor yet, sir?